everyone. Welcome to A Plus English. I'm Rainbow.
And I'm Celine.
Celine, when you go out to eat dinner with your friends, do you usually go Dutch?
Do you mean, have I been to the Netherlands with my friends?
Oh, no. Going Dutch is a common English phrase we use, which means to say that you pay for your own food.
Oh, how is that related to Dutch?That's confusing.
Yeah, it is pretty confusing. Well, let's read through today's article to see how this expression became a part of the English language.
A Plus Encyclopedia.
What is going Dutch?
Hello and welcome to the show. Today,We're going to talk about going Dutch. The question of the day is, why do we use go Dutch to mean paying for our own food? A. Because the Pennsylvania Dutch did not like to owe money. B. Because the Pennsylvania Dutch are not rich enough. C. Because the Pennsylvania Dutch don't like to share the cost. Do you have the answer in mind? Now, the answer is A. Because the Pennsylvania Dutch did not like to owe money. The English began to use the word Dutch to mean stingy, cheap, or wrong during the Anglo-Dutch Wars in the 17th century. However,The meaning of splitting a bill comes from the Pennsylvania Dutch in the U.S. They paid for their own things because they did not like to owe money to others. Now, friends often use this phrase to mean paying for their own food when they eat together. Paying, paying, pay, paid, paid. Gary paid for Mandy's movie ticket and popcorn last night. Gary paid for Mandy's movie ticket and popcorn last night. Share, 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 shared, shared.The couple usually shares the bills when they have meals together. The couple usually shares the bills when they have meals together. Stingy, stingy. David is really stingy. He never wants to pay for anything.David is really stingy. He never wants to pay for anything. Warm, warm. John's grandfather served in the army during World War II. John's grandfather served in the army during World War II.
All right, so in our July magazine's encyclopedia article, we see that there's going to be a question in the beginning we'll answer together. So the question says, why do we use go Dutch to mean paying for our own food?
七月的知识库又来考考你了。你们知道为什么我们会用 go Dutch 来表示各付各的吗？这里呢，我们刚好又看到了我们的 Magic Box 疑问词 Why 的问句及答句用法。那我们就进 Magic Box 听听看老师的讲解咯。
Magic Box 找亮点。
嗨大家好，我是安娜贝尔，我想听见我的声音，你们一定觉得怪怪的，对吧？还不是啊，因为我的心被重重的伤到了呢。你们知道，我那天竟然听到有人对我说：“
Why are you so ugly? Why are you so ugly? 你怎么长这么丑啊? What? That's really mean, you know? 我真的觉得太过分了啦。身为一个可爱的高级定制洋娃娃，对于晋升为王美的我，你们知道这是多么侮辱我的事情吗？Why are they so mean to me? Why are they so mean to me? 他们为什么会对我这么坏 ？Why? 好了，冷静一下。言归正传了，今天呢一开始啊就用了好多的 why 哦 why 的句子啦，相信各位一定也不陌生啦。只要、啊、拿它来当句首，通常呢就是表示一个疑问啦，用来问某件事情的原因啊或是理由。哎，其实啊这句子呢就跟我们以前提到的 when 是一样的哦。首先呢就是疑问副词 why 加上 be 动词或助动词或是情态助动词，再加上主持 blah 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 后面接上你要询问的事情。就像、啊、他们问的 Why are you so ugly? 那这边呢用了我们的 be 动词 are、啊、这种无理的问题，我根本不想要理会好吗？不过啊，其实啊，我也不知道原因啊，所以呢只好求助我其他的娃娃朋友们咯。他们说啊，可能是因为我被存放太久了，脸都脏脏旧旧的。 I'm ugly because my face is old and dirty. I'm ugly because my face is old and dirty. 这也不是我的问题吧？很多人看到我就拔腿就跑，也不愿意帮我好好的梳妆打扮啊。我真的是太冤枉了。好吧，不过大家有听见我是怎么样回答 why 为句首的问句吗？其实啊也是很简单的哦。既然啊 why 是要问你原因，那通常呢就会搭配一个 because， 因为怎么样怎么样。回答完整一点呢，你就可以将对方问的以相同的时态及结构回答，像是 I'm ugly because blah blah blah， 或是呢你就直接从 because 开始回答就好咯。 Because my face is old and dirty， 那大家可以试试看 Why are they so mean to me 的问句，那你该怎么回答呢？哎，没有错，你可以说 They are so mean to me because blah blah blah， 哎，可能是 because they just don't like me， 可能就是纯粹他们就是不喜欢我而已啦。那当然今天被问问题之后，你也可以说I don't know orI have no idea， 来表示呢你不知道这答案呢或是这原因啦。那另外呢也想跟大家补充一种用法哦。有时候会看到 why don't you blah blah blah， 其实呢这样的问句有何不怎么样怎么样的意思哦，用来表示一种建议。例如说 why don't you come and play with me tonight， why don't you come and play with me tonight， 诶何不今晚来我家陪我玩呢？诶，其实也等于 why not 怎么样怎么样的用法哦。只要把这个 don't you 用 not 来取代就可以啦。Why not come and play with me tonight? Why not come and play with me tonight? 赶快把以上 why 的用法都学起来吧，这样啊，贝尔我就会好好的陪你玩玩哟。来嘛来嘛，贝尔会等你哟。
So in this question, we have the verb pay. That's P-A-Y, pay, which is our first word power word for the day. So when we pay for something, that means that we give money for something when we buy it. So an example of something I can pay for is a handbag, which is an item that I buy. Another thing I can pay for is a service like a massage.So we have our sample sentence here, which says, Gary paid for Mandy's movie ticket and popcorn last night. Gary paid for Mandy's movie ticket and popcorn last night.
好，我们这边看到我们的第一个 word power word， 也就是 pay。这个动词呢，意思是付钱。我们可以看到它的三态是 pay、paid、paid。那刚刚的例句的意思呢，就是昨晚 Gary 替 Mandy 付了电影票和爆米花的钱。那我们可以用 pay for something 来表示为什么东西付钱。
Right, so in our question, it talks about paying for something. So in this case, I'm giving the restaurant money for my own food.
文章里的 pay 当然指的呢就是在餐厅里为自己的食物付钱咯。
Alright, so let's go and take a look at our answer choice A. So in the article, it says, answer choice A, because the Pennsylvania Dutch did not like to owe money. So here we have the verb owe. When you owe something to someone, it means that you borrowed something, for example, money or a jacket from them when it was cold, and you haven't returned it to them yet. Oh, which reminds me, Celine, I still owe you 100 NT that I borrowed last week. I'll get that to you as soon as possible.
Oh, really? I totally forgot that you owe me money. 我根本不记得你欠我钱耶。诶，总之呢，我们先来看看选项 A 哦，因为德意宾夕法尼亚人不喜欢欠人钱。诶，我来解释一下， Pennsylvania 呢是美国东部的一个州，那这些 Pennsylvania Dutch 指的呢则是17世纪与18世纪从德国西南部和瑞士前往美国这个宾州的移民以及他们的后代。那他们讲的是德国方言哦。总之呢是有些历史的缘故才有这样子的名字。诶，那所以是这样吗？诶，这些德裔的宾州人不喜欢欠钱？ Is that so?
Alright, so that was answer choice A. Let's look at all the answer choices first. Let's look at answer choice B. Answer choice B says, because the Pennsylvania Dutch are not rich enough. Celine, I thought that the Dutch are actually very rich in Europe. What do you think?
Yeah, I remember a lot of Dutch people are...like successful businessman.
Yeah.
Right? 还是这个是选项 B 呢？因为德裔宾州人不够有钱。那刚刚 Rainbow 说他记得的这个欧洲的 Dutch 很有钱。那讲到这里呢，我们就是还是要解释一下啦。一般来说呢，我们说到 Dutch 指的都是荷兰人哦。但是这边因为有历史的缘故，才会把德裔的人们，这个宾州人们叫做 Dutch 哦。Okay, let's continue.
Okay, so we don't know about answer choice B, but let's take a look at answer choice C. Answer choice C says, because the Pennsylvania Dutch don't like to share the cost. So in this case, the word cost refers to the money. And here we have another word power word to look at it here, and it's the verb S-H-A-R-E, share. Let's check it out.Alright, so when we share something, it means that we have equal responsibility for something. For example, paying for something. When we share something, if it's 100 NT, we will each give 50 NT. So our sentence says, the couple usually shares the bills when they have meals together. The couple usually shares the bills when they have meals together.
好，我们先来看看第二个单字哦， share.S-H-A-R-E, share 呢，这个动词它的意思是分摊的意思哦。那这边呢，因为它的结尾是一，所以要记得它的过去式和 PP 都要加上 D 就好咯。那刚刚例句的意思就是这对情侣一起去吃饭时通常会平分费用。Share the bills 就是平摊费用的意思咯。那最后一个选项则是因为这个德裔宾州人不喜欢平分花费，意思呢就是说他们喜欢帮自己帮大家付钱吗？诶诶，这个答案怎么好像呼之欲出？ So what's the right answer?
So in order to look at the right answer, let's first take a look at the article. So we can read here that the first sentence says, the English began to use the word Dutch to mean stingy, cheap, or wrong during the Anglo-Dutch Wars in the 17th century.
没错，答案呢就是 A 啦，他们不喜欢欠人钱。在英荷战争期间呢，英国人开始使用 Dutch 这个字来表示小气、吝啬、不正派的。那要注意的是呢， cheap 在这边意思不是便宜哦，是 cheap 用来形容讲说人小气、吝啬。那 wrong 也不是指错误的，而是指不正当或是不正派的意思啦。
Alright, so here we have two word power words, and the first word is the adjective stingy. That's S-T-I-N-G-Y, stingy. So if a person is stingy, it means he doesn't really want to spend money. Maybe one, he doesn't have money, or he thinks that everything is too expensive, so he just doesn't really want to pay. So a sentence we have is, David is really stingy. He never wants to pay for anything. David is really stingy. He never wants to pay for anything.
这里呢我们看到接下来这个 word power word, stingy.也就是小气的的意思哦，这个是一个形容词。那刚刚听到的例句呢，就是 David 真的很小气，他从来不想出钱付账的意思咯。
So I don't know about you, Celine, but personally, oh, I hate stingy people because every time I go do something with them, they don't want to spend money and they complain all the time.
Oh, I know. I understand that people want to be careful with their money, but when they go over the top, they could be pain.
Yeah.
完全同意，因为节省很好，但是过头就变斤斤计较，很恐怖的。
Alright, so when we have the same sentence, we're going to look at the noun Anglo-Dutch Wars. That's W-A-R-S, wars. So usually when we talk about a war, W-A-R, that's a battle or a big fight, and often it's between two countries. So in this case, the word war has an S because it was many different wars that were fought between the Dutch states and England during the 17th century. So here our sentence is,John's grandfather served in the army during World War II. John's grandfather served in the army during World War II.
好，我们这边看到的 word power word 是 war， 也就是战争的意思。这个名词呢，我们来看一下它的例句。John 的爷爷曾于二次世界大战期间在军队服役。Serve in the army 就是在军队服役的意思。那文中为什么是用 Anglo-Dutch Wars 而不是 War 呢？诶，希望刚刚大家有听懂 Rainbow 的意思哦。因为呢，一场战争里其实是有大大小小的战役，所以我们这边才会使用复数 Wars。
Right, so then in the second sentence of the article, it reads, however, the meaning of splitting a bill comes from the Pennsylvania Dutch in the U.S. So this is saying that in our modern English language, the term going Dutch comes from the United States. So when we use the verb split, S-P-L-I-T, split, we are saying we're splitting a bill, which means that we divide it evenly among two people. So if it's 1,000and tea, I'll pay 500 and Celine pays the 500, so we split the bill.
好，但是拆账这个意思呢，其实来自美国的德裔宾州人哦。Split 这个动词呢，就是分裂、拆开的意思。Split a bill 就是拆账的意思啦。
Alright, so the next sentence is our key to answering the question, which Celine provided us the answer. It says in the article that they paid for their own things because they did not like to owe money to others. So in this sentence, the pronoun they refers to the noun from the previous sentence, which is the people we're talking about, Pennsylvania Dutch. So these Dutch people, these people that moved to America from the Netherlands, and they're currently living in the state of Pennsylvania, they don't like to owe other people money. And so we remember from our word power word before, that means that they don't like to borrow money without returning it. So that matches answer choice A.
文章也继续说了，哎，这些德裔宾州人呢，自己付钱买自己的东西，因为他们不喜欢欠别人钱啦。
So the last part of the article sums it all up, and it says, now, friends often use this phrase to mean paying for their own food when they eat together. So the noun phrase describes a few words that we put together when we speak. We can also call this an idiom. So today we learned all about the idiom going Dutch, and that's also the phrase we learned. You can find many different examples of common phrases that we use in many movies or popular TV shows.
文章结尾就这么说咯，现在朋友们喜欢用这个片语来表示一起吃饭的时候各付各的。Phrase 就是片语的意思，那这边指的当然就是 Go Dutch 这个片语啦。你也可以试试看在电视电影里面找找看这个片语的身影哦。
Alright, thanks so much, Celine, and that's it for today's article, so it's time for us to move on to the wrap-up.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Alright, so for today's wrap-up, Celine and I are going to teach you a few common idioms or phrases that we use in the English language.
Sounds like fun.
Alright, so I'm going to give you these phrases and Celine's going to guess what do you think those mean. The very first one is, oh, I'm sick as a dog today.
Does that mean you are very sick?
Yeah, that's great. So, like, it sounds kind of mean to dogs, but when we say I'm sick as a dog or he's sick as a dog, that means you kind of look like a sick dog crawling around, falling asleep, and maybe you can't come to work today.
Oh, I get it. Okay, then how about our next one? I can't wait.
All right, so the next one is a common one we use. We say, I'd really like to see this from a bird's eye view. So, Celine, what would we say that is a bird's eye view?
Bird's eye view, does that mean to view from a high angle?
Yeah, exactly. So when we're a bird, we're flying up really high and we can see everything. So we use bird's eye view to talk about seeing generally the entire city from as high as a building.
Oh, 所以这个 bird's eye view 应该就是说诶鸟看的意思啦。
Yeah. And we have the third one is that I have so many butterflies in my stomach.
Sounds gross. okay, does that mean you have a stomach ache?
Ooh, that's a good guess, because when you have a stomach ache, your stomach really hurts. So actually, it's super similar to that. So if you imagine you have 1,000 butterflies in your stomach, you don't feel very comfortable. So that actually means, oh, I'm so nervous because maybe I'm going on a job interview or I have a date and I have butterflies in my stomach.
Oh, 原来啊, butterflies in one stomach 就是很紧张的意思啦。
And we have one final word in the end, which is head in the clouds. What do you think that means?
Whoa, this one's difficult. How about someone who likes to fantasize things?
Oh, that's good. So the clouds are kind of like something imaginary. So if you say, oh, Celine, your head is in the clouds, that means that she's always thinking about something that's not very practical, or she forgot something important.
哦，意思呢就是说，哎，这个人心不在焉啦，或者是很不实际的意思。Wow, I get it.
All right,
so many things to learn.
So fun. So these are a few idioms that we often use in the English language, and we'll wrap up our show. My name is Rainbow,
and I'm Celine.
See you next time.
Bye.
A plus Encyclopedia.
What is going Dutch?
Hello and welcome to the show. Today, we're going to talk about going Dutch. The question of the day is, why do we use go Dutch to mean paying for our own food? A. Because the Pennsylvania Dutch did not like to owe money. B. Because the Pennsylvania Dutch are not rich enough.C. Because the Pennsylvania Dutch don't like to share the cost. Do you have the answer in mind? Now, the answer is A. Because the Pennsylvania Dutch did not like to owe money. The English began to use the word Dutch to mean stingy, cheap, or wrong.During the Anglo-Dutch Wars in the 17th century. However, the meaning of splitting a bill comes from the Pennsylvania Dutch in the U.S. They paid for their own things because they did not like to owe money to others. Now, friends often use this phrase to mean paying for their own food when they eat together.Paying, paying. Pay, paid, paid. Gary paid for Mandy's movie ticket and popcorn last night.
Gary paid for Mandy's movie ticket and popcorn last night. Share, 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 shared, shared. The couple usually shares the bills when they have meals together. The couple usually shares the bills when they have meals together. Stingy, stingy. David is really stingy. He never wants to pay for anything. David is really stingy. He never wants to pay for anything. Warm, warm. John's grandfather served in the army during World War II. John's grandfather served in the army during World War II.